What's going on, everybody, man? Welcome to first episode of the Move In or Move Out podcast. This episode is, it's just the intro, man, just so you guys get an insight of what the podcast is going to be like. I'm just going to be dropping a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of knowledge. We're going to be talking about ADHD, how it affects you in your day-to-day life, and how it affects you in relationships. And I'm going to be talking about not mental health stuff necessarily, but it's more to do with the brain stuff. I don't want to say mental health. I feel like everyone just assumes depression straight away. There's like a negative connotation to it. Everyone shuts down when they hear that. So it's not that. It's to do with the brain. Why you're doing what you're doing. Stuff in my life where I've done what I've done and I couldn't explain why I did it at the time. But I now can explain it because I understand that was actually due to my ADHD or ADD. But it's actually ADHD and ADD is technically the same as ADHD. They just changed the name for whatever reason. Anyway. Cool. So, I'm just going to give you a taste of what it's like, what this episode is going to be, like what the episodes in the future are going to be. Listen, the recording cut off, I'm back, it's cool, whatever, cool. Anyway, so, where was I? Yeah, taster on the episodes, cool. So, I have a friend, he sent me a series of questions to ask. Not to answer. So hopefully this is going to help you, give you a taste of what it's going to be like, you know, or whatever. So, should you tell your partner everything? Short answer is yes. Short answer is no. Long answer is yes. I don't think it's a... This is my opinion, yeah? I don't think it's a case of like, you should tell your partner every single thing that's going on in your day or in your life, yeah? I think it's, you need to create an emotional safety relationship. That's what I think it is. I think that's what everyone thinks when they say, oh, I can tell him everything or I can tell him anything. I think it's creating a dynamic because relationships are dynamic, which means they change all the time. Cool. So the dynamic of that relationship, you need to have like, the safety, but to do that, you need both of you to do or have the ability to do each thing. So, person telling somebody the information needs to be able to consider. You need to be able to consider whether that person can kind of handle what you're going to say. But even then, you can't really judge whether they can handle it or not. Kind of, now you can judge it. What's the word I'm looking for? You can't not give them the chance to be able to handle certain things. You get what I mean? All right, let me give you an example. Let's say I have a partner. Let's say I go out and somebody kisses me, right? And I now need to bring that to my partner and let them know. Do you know, out of respect for the relationship, you know, if I've got integrity, why would I not tell my partner? Do you know what I'm saying? So my due diligence is I believe that I'm going to have to say to my partner, look, mentally prepared, I'm like, babe, I need to sit down. I need to talk to you. I've got to address something. I've got to tell you something. You haven't done anything wrong, but something's happened. And I don't want you to get... You can feel how you want to feel, but I don't want you to be annoyed with me or try your hardest not to be annoyed with me. Something along those lines. Kind of let them know that something big is going to come and prepare them a little bit for that. Prepare them a little bit for it. Because you don't want to just drop it on them and then they don't get a chance to mentally prepare their anxiety. Do you know what I'm saying? I think what happens is with me, yeah, personally, this has happened to me before, right? Whack. Actually, I'll explain after. Anyway, so yeah, you want to kind of mentally prepare them a little bit for what's coming. But when you say it to them, just, you know, drop it, let them know, okay, cool. Like, be ready for their reaction. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe people, like, you can't just tell people things and not expect them to react. But to create the emotional safety, you need to be, one, ready to not tolerate, like, let's say they explode. Like, not to tolerate them exploding, but necessarily at you, but separate, like, if they're shouting or raising their voice or they're displaying some kind of emotion, like, separate their emotions from you as a person. Does that make sense? Don't let like them like shouting or raising their voice at you be because it's at you. Does that make sense? Sometimes people are shouting or they're annoyed or they're displaying emotions in the conversation in front of you, but it's not for you. Does that, I hope that makes sense, man. But that's the emotional intelligence. You've got to be able to do that. So anyway, as you're addressing the situation, right, you're letting them know, okay, I'm going to tell you something very hard. Okay, cool. Then you're going to say it, whatever, whatever. And you don't know how they're going to react. Cool. The person receiving this information has a job too. They need to be able to separate what you're saying, like what, like the girlfriend needs to be able to say, okay, babes, you're telling me that you went out and somebody tried to kiss you. Now, instead of reacting and like shouting and say, why did they kiss you? Did you kiss them back? Do you know what I mean? Instead of being like that, yeah, and it's so hard, yeah, to have the filter. It's so hard to have the patience to just like be calm and ask questions in detail before reacting. It is hard. It's not easy, man. And that is actually to do with like ADHD, but I'll explain that afterwards. But the person needs to develop that filter. Now the filter is asking questions instead of going straight to the story that's in your head. So instead of me saying, I bet you kissed her back, I bet you enjoyed it. Well, not me, but the girlfriend. Saying, I bet you enjoyed it, I bet ask the questions. Well, what happened? Did you push her away? Yeah. Okay, cool. That's one question. Second question is, how did it happen? Where was it? What place were you? It was It's kind of having the emotional safety on the, like, from the person receiving the information. It's nice when you can ask questions before reactions. Does that make sense? And then when you even ask the questions, you don't even want to react anyway because you know the information. What's been given, well, you have to trust the information that you've been given by your partner. Do you know what I mean? So it's just about creating that safety, man. And that's, it's not easy, it's hard. And to be honest, what I was going to say is with ADHD now, so ADHD is, in relationships, is quite difficult because the filter in your brain, right? There's supposed to be a filter in your brain that helps you to regulate, like, your emotions. But obviously with the ADHD, you can't regulate your emotions quite well. But most of you are probably like, what's he talking about? So let me start again. All right, cool. See, you see with the ADHD, right? You've got ADHD, and then you've got the situation that you've got in at hand. Now, with I think it's a neurological, there's people that don't have ADHD. I think they're neurological. I'm going to have to do my research. But there's people that don't have the ADHD and they can, like, in a moment, focus on that moment and what's going on. With people with ADHD, because our brain is in survival mode where we're looking out for danger consistently and our brain's always on the go no matter what. We can't focus on each situation at hand. So we get overwhelmed or we get underwhelmed, whatever. So for example, just like this with me, yeah, I keep starting a new topic, keep starting a new thing because my brain is constantly on go, 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 go. Anyway, I've got a million things in my head simultaneously that I want to say, but my brain is like, oh, don't forget that, 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 don't forget that. Oh, and don't forget that. Oh, you forgot that. Do you get me? Then I go back to it. So anyway, that's ADHD. That's, you're literally hearing it live on the pod right now. Do you get what I mean? And obviously, me talking fast as well, part of it. If you have or haven't noticed, I don't know. Cool. Now I'm aware of it, I'm going to get a grip. So anyway, cool. So ADHD is stemmed from trauma or it stemmed from an undeveloped brain at birth or whatever. Or in general, when you're growing up in your childhood, whatever. Depends. Yes, you can develop ADHD later on in life. So why does the ADHD, what is the ADHD preventing you from? Well, it's preventing you from connecting with other people and other humans, okay? It also does mislead you to connect with the wrong people and the wrong humans because you don't understand your emotions as well as, I don't want to say the average person. I reckon more people have more ADHD, but anyway, it stops you from connecting with the right people because your brain is on survival mode consistently, okay? So what will happen is, right, I'm going to go back to the whole, you know, emotional safety thing. What will happen is if you're, I don't know how to explain it. If I'm to receive information, one of two things can happen because ADHD can look different for different people. But one of two things that I've noticed in people and myself is, firstly, if somebody says something to me about something that I don't know if I like or do like, I either will hear it and brush it off because my brain didn't receive it at the time, or I will react straight away, and it's the wrong reaction. But my brain hasn't processed what's been said, if that makes sense. But your brain doesn't process that emotion and the information that has just been delivered properly in the right way. So yes, can you fix this? Yeah, you can fix it. You can. It takes a lot of work. It's not easy. It's very difficult to get to that place, but it is very easy. But throughout the whole pod, I'm going to be talking about that, man. You know, to help a couple people out there, or a couple thousand, whoever listens, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's something that I personally struggled with, man, is that whole mental response to things. I remember let me give you an example now. Like, I've had a time where I've had friends that would say something to me, right? They'll be like, oh, I don't know. We didn't invite you to the steakhouse because we thought you didn't like steak. We didn't invite you to the steakhouse because we know you don't like steak, for example. And I'm flipping out. My brain is flipping out. You lot didn't invite me to the steakhouse. What, do you not look like me? Do you not hate me? Da-da-da-da-da. It's like it does look insecure, but it's not always because of insecurity necessarily. It's literally my brain not hearing what I've just been told. So, for example, like I just said, my friend would invite me. Oh, my friend don't invite me out for steak, and I flip. I absolutely flip and lose my mind. Why? Because my brain is receiving it as they don't want me to be around them. But it's not that. They know I don't like steak, so why are they going to invite me out for steak? But what happens is, as I've finished reacting, and the damage has been done, unfortunately, you walk away from the situation, and then you come back like a day later, like, oh my God, I flipped out. Like, I absolutely flipped out. Like, I lost my mind at my good friend, and I don't even like steak. What am I hurt by? Why am I angry that they didn't invite me out for steak? And I don't like steak. Obviously, this is for the circumstance. I love steak, innit? But, like, they didn't invite me out to this steak place that I don't even like, but I didn't even get the invite. You get what I'm saying? So then the question is, why does that happen? Why does, when your friend not invite you out to that, why does it affect their brain like that? Well, ADHD is stemmed from trauma. Trauma is stemmed from connections, from like connecting with something. So for example, if I have a connection like with my mom and like having a connection with your mom or, you know, whatever, and let's say she's produced trauma in my life. So you've got to understand, that means every single person that I do connect with, my ADHD is going to activate because it's from connection. It developed in a friendship or a relationship, and that's when it's always going to be, like, mainly that's when it's going to be triggered. It's from a relationship. anybody that you interact with in your life or connect with human beings, your ADHD is going to be triggered or activated. Technically, it never switches off until you deal with the problems, which I'll get into later on in other episodes. Forget it. Yeah, talk about it in another episode. But yeah, so it's like your brain takes you back to a time when you have been traumatized, if that makes sense. So it doesn't regulate, okay. It's almost like PTSD, but it's like your brain doesn't regulate that, oh, I am not that same kid anymore when I was traumatized by that situation and that situation and that situation. But your brain in that moment can't process it. But here's the other side of it. Let's say I do like the steakhouse, which I do in real life. My friend doesn't invite me out, right? And then I just say, oh, okay, cool. That's fine. Whatever. And I walk off and I go home. I've taken like a day or two to think about it. Why didn't they invite me out? I really like steak. My friends don't like me. They hate me. It's your brain goes into that mode of like all that crap in it, all the negative thoughts. So that is a delayed response of ADHD, if that makes sense. That's the delayed response to what's the situation that's happened. So there's two. There's the quick response and then there's the delayed response. And then the delayed response is like, oh, I process how I feel. I actually would have liked to have gone to that steak. And then what happens is we struggle with communicating that. Do you get what I'm saying? Because we don't want to lose that person in our life, because the ADHD takes you back to your a childlike state where it's like, oh my gosh, I want to tell this person how I feel, but one, I don't even know how I feel, or I've processed how I feel too late. So what's the point in me bringing it up? I'm not worthy of being listened to, because why would they care? They don't care. Do you know what I mean? That's what your brain does. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we're going to get into it later on. But that's what your brain does. It does this thing where it takes you back to when you was a kid and you couldn't actually speak about things because you're a kid. You're learning, you're developing, you don't understand your emotions. You don't understand the world around you. So that's how it affects people in that sense, man. See, now my thing's kicked in. I don't even remember what I was saying way before, how we got here, but it's cool, man. We're flowing, so I like that. But yeah, hopefully that makes sense. If it don't, oh, I'm sorry. Ish. I don't care. Anyway, cool. So yeah, man, that's how it affected me anyway. I didn't understand the ADHD. I didn't even know I had it, to be honest. I thought all those little naughty kids that I see in class and in school, I'm like, you lot are messed up, mate. You lot got the ADHD. I ain't got that. You know what I'm saying? Then I get to like 20 plus and then I've done so many stupid things along the way or spoken to people in a certain way. And really, it was because of ADHD and I don't know how to regulate my emotions. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, wow, I had no idea. But here's the thing about it. People that do grow up, like, you know, with the ADHD and they end up being able to regulate their emotions later on in life. So in my opinion, I'm saying those people are very, very like lucky and fortunate, because people that do get to an age where they not necessarily completely get rid of the ADHD. I believe you can get rid of the ADHD completely, but that's just my theory and that's for a completely different episode. It's not for today. But when you take your brain out of the survival mode and you develop it, right? I think those people that do it without realizing or understanding what ADHD is, yeah, those people are so fortunate and so lucky and so far few between. Why does that sound weird? So far and few in between. Brain fart. Anyway, forget that. I think that those people are so lucky and blessed to even have that, right? So how do those people get there? Right, let's say something traumatic happens in... How can I give you an example? stay with me.
Okay.
So, okay. Okay, cool. What happens? When you grow up, you can get emotionally neglected, or circumstances can happen. Like, for example, let's say, I don't know, you have a parent who doesn't meet your emotional needs for whatever reason. And it can be simple. It doesn't have to be something big that happened when I was a kid, or I saw someone get shot. It doesn't have to be that. It can be something such as simple as this. Like, my mum comes home from... Let me make it more personal so you guys can understand. So when I was younger, my mum used to come home from work, because it was just me and my mum. She would come home from work. And when she came home from work, she was tired from work. She would work 3 jobs. So she didn't necessarily have the capacity to necessarily attend to me or give me the attention or understand how I'm doing or how I see life, like understand my inner world. And that goes for everybody, by the way. It's not like feel sorry for me. It's not like that. As a kid, so cool. She would come home from work, she's tired. I would see that and I'm looking at her and I can see she's stressed. She's annoyed, blah, blah, blah. I can see those emotions, but because I'm not smart enough to communicate that, or because I don't understand those emotions because I'm so young and I've just developed, you know what I mean? I internalize them and think, oh, mum doesn't want to, you know, do anything with me, or mum doesn't want to do this with me or whatever. Like, I don't know, if I have a toy, mum, do you want to play with me? No, not right now, da, 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 da. So how do you avoid this? It's by explaining to the child, I don't want to play with you because da-da-da-da-da, I'm tired from work, or because whatever, whatever. That's how you avoid the child from feeling neglected, if that makes sense. And it's not even from like, it's not even a thing of like, oh, my mum's a bad mum or my dad's a bad dad. It's not even like that. Do you know what I'm saying? But the brain receives it as trauma because the brain doesn't understand. Or you as a kid don't understand, oh, mum's tired from work because she has to make money so that we can live in the house, so that I can have nice things, so that I can da-da-da-da-da. But a lot of parents don't communicate that with their kids because they've never seen it before. They've never had it. They've never had to do it. They never thought it was necessary. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's the information on ADHD or the information on that level of trauma, it doesn't look valid. Do you know what I mean? And also, because that's such a minor trauma in the eyes of every, like, in the eyes of people that believe in, like, I don't know. Like, let's say somebody else went to the army and they lost their legs and they've had a traumatic experience. Because that person's got that traumatic experience, it means my traumatic experience, which is preventing me from even living a proper and healthy life, that means mine is invalid because his is worse than mine. But it's like, people say, well, if your house is on fire, it's on fire. Do you know what I mean? Stop saying, oh, well, he's got a bigger fire than me, so whatever. No. If you help me put out my fire, I'm going to help him help you put out his fire. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what you got to look at, like, the whole brain health thing as, man. You help him, he helps him, she helps him. Do you know what I'm saying? And then everyone's all right. At the end of the day, everyone can be happier and live a more fulfilled life, do you know what I'm saying? So anyway, yeah, my mom would come home. She wouldn't tell me why she's stressed. She wouldn't know how to articulate it, do you know what I mean? How do you tell a kid that? You don't want to tell a kid that, because you can see the kid has their own little world where they're completely happy and whatever, they're enjoying it. How do you tell a kid, I need to work 3 jobs, da-da-da-da-da, to pay the bills so that you can live, and da-da-da-da. You destroy that kid's inner world, and that kid can't be a kid anymore, because in their brain, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's my fault. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, that's part of how ADHD is formed. Well, that's one form of it forming. Should I just talk about all the forms of it forming? Yeah, I've got another 5 minutes. Yeah, I've got another 5 minutes. So there's other forms. It forms in romantic relationships. It can form in like boyfriend-girlfriend dynamic, or girlfriend-girlfriend, or boyfriend-boyfriend. It can form in relationships, like romantic relationships. It can form from being bullied. It can form like that. How else does it affect you? I'll tell you about it. It can affect you in ways of like, how to explain this. Let me give you an example. So this podcast, right? I wanted to do a podcast like 5 years ago. When I heard like three shots of tequila and stuff like that, me and my friends, we were getting gas. We're like, yeah, let's start a podcast. Everyone started a podcast. Everybody was ready to do a pod. Every single person. So me and my boys, we bought the equipment and stuff, yeah? And we sat there and we were like, we've got nothing to talk about. We've got absolutely nothing to talk about. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, we liked the idea of doing a podcast. And we got so excited. We found a topic. We got so excited. Then the idea of doing a podcast overwhelmed us. Because the dopamine in your brain, when it gets too high, you come back down and it crashes too quickly. Well, not necessarily quickly, but it crashes down just as high as it went up. So we got so overwhelmed by the thought of just doing a podcast that we ended up, So we got overwhelmed by the thought of doing a podcast so much to the point where we didn't even do the podcast. And then 5 years later, I'm doing the podcast. But how I overcome feeling overwhelmed or from ADHD, from my ADHD spiking or kicking in properly, I just pretend to myself like I don't care about it. So I'm just doing this podcast in my mind like I don't care about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because then it doesn't overwhelm me. I don't think about, well, I'm doing it now as I'm talking, but I try not to think about the worst that could happen. And I try not to think about the best that could happen. I'm just doing it because I'm alive. And my life is technically a speck of dust in the grand scheme of the whole universe, you know what I mean? So that's how I look at it. I'm just a guy that's just doing something. You know what I mean? Whoever picks up on it, picks up on it. If you don't, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. If you hate me and what I'm talking about, then you hate me. Do you know what I mean? I have to look at it like that. I can't look into it too much. Otherwise, it would, like, people in general, you can't look into things too deep in terms of something that you want to do, if that makes sense. Like, something meaningful. I'm not talking about stupid stuff like, you know, like, meaningless stuff. Like, I don't know, flipping, fighting somebody, like, think about that. Obviously, sit there, take time and think about fighting somebody if it's worth it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But in terms of just things that you want to achieve in life, I think you can't look too deep into it and just do it because you enjoy how it makes you feel in that moment. Don't think about what could come of it. Plan it, like, and say, okay, this is what I want to talk about because I'm passionate about it. In my brain before the pod, I was like, oh, I want to make money from it. Because that podcast is making money from podcasting. I want to make money and I enjoy talking rubbish on the mic. Do you know what I'm saying? But you can't look at it like that, man. You just got to relax and just say, you know what? I'm doing it because I enjoy it. So that's it for like how I deal with my ADHD, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even going to the gym, there's no actual benefit apart from building muscle and losing weight from going to the gym. It's not like I'm going to become a celebrity from being like from going to the gym day to day. I don't have no ambitions beyond just getting a bigger physique. Do you know what I mean? And I just go to enjoy it. I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to go to enjoy. Just going to go. Cool. Oh, I like lifting that. That was cool. But what happens with a lot of people as well, where they struggle with losing weight or they struggle to stay on a diet, it's because the thought of them achieving their dream body triggers the ADHD. They get so excited about the future of having this physique that they don't know what they're going to look like. They don't know how they're going to feel. And the ADHD gets them so excited. And then they come crashing down by Monday. And they're like, yeah, I'll start next Monday. I'll start next Monday. Don't think about the goal. Don't think about it. If you're going to think about it one time and leave it. Just say, you know what? I'm going to do da-da-da-da-da just to do it. That's how you got to look at dieting. That's how you got to look at going to the gym. And those habits that you build, those healthy habits, will then over time just regulate your ADHD, calm it down, soothe it, whatever, whatever. And then ultimately it will lead to you being secure in yourself in general and being okay with things and learning how to deal with things. Take it in a stride, regulate your emotions, blah, 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 blah. And it stops you from hyper-focusing on the wrong things. Do you know what I'm saying? It gets you sucked into whatever, whatever. But yeah. Anyway, that's all for episode one. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, if you didn't, you didn't. If you did, you did. I appreciate you listening anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? But anyway, like, there's going to be way more episodes that are coming out. I'm going to be going into more, as much detail as I possibly can for you guys to do with ADHD, how it affects you in relationships, how it's affecting your life, and so many different things, man. And hopefully you can take some wisdom from it. If you don't, then you don't. If you do, much appreciated. All right. Anyway, I'm RG. That's me. I'm done. Whatever. Cool.